Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's stories span three very different diseases, but they share a common theme. Developers are pushing innovative therapies into the next stage of clinical development through encouraging safety data, regulatory recognition, and new trial approvals. First, Rocket Pharmaceuticals reported a positive safety update for RP-A501, its investigational gene therapy for Danon disease, from the first three participants treated under a modified Phase 2 protocol. Importantly, the company reported no cases of thrombotic microangiopathy, capillary leak syndrome, or other significant safety concerns, findings that follow protocol changes made after the program resumed. Danon disease is a rare inherited disorder that often leads to severe cardiomyopathy and early mortality, making safety a critical consideration as gene therapies continue to advance. Next, Arovax announced that the FDA has granted fast-track designation to PVX-108 for the treatment of peanut allergy. Unlike traditional oral immunotherapy approaches, PVX-108 uses synthetic peptides designed to retrain the immune system without exposing patients to whole peanut proteins. The designation is intended to support development of therapies addressing serious conditions with unmet medical need and may help accelerate interactions with the FDA as the Phase 2 program moves forward. Finally, Leeds Biolabs received approval from China's National Medical Products Administration to begin a Phase 1b/2 study evaluating its PD-L1 and 4-1BB bispecific antibody, opamtistamig, in metastatic colorectal cancer. The study will combine the investigational therapy with standard treatment regimens in microsatellite stable colorectal cancer, one of the most immunotherapy-resistant forms of the disease. The approval expands the clinical development program for opamtistamig into another area of significant unmet need in oncology. Those are today's top stories shaping the future of biopharmaceutical development. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.